This episode is brought to you by Pandora. This year, Pandora's focus is Be Love, where love is more than just a feeling. It's something that one does, lives, embodies, and embraces. For me, Be Love is all about self-love. For years, I found it really easy to shower my friends and family with love and endless compassion, but when it came to me, I was always so much harder on myself. These days, I've worked on treating myself with kindness, compassion, and I even give myself gifts. Pandora's jewelry collections feature unique designs crafted with high-quality materials. So whatever you're into, sterling silver, 14-karat gold, and lab-grown diamonds, there's something for you. Be Love emphasizes Pandora as a complete jewelry brand for you to add some sparkle to your life, regardless of an occasion or holiday. Visit au.pandora.net for more. Be Love by Pandora, where you are the special occasion.
Previously on Tough Love.
This is the stuff I'm putting up with. It doesn't matter, I can't do anything when it's going on anyway.
That is the sound of my mum vacuuming my bathroom.
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I think so.
I was just saying, I know you.
Yeah.
1 second, I'll call you back.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my god, perfect timing. I was literally just.
Hello.
Long distance really fucking sucks.
Egg freezing is one of the very few ways that we've ever been able to say to a woman, this is positive, this is a fantastic thing, you can take control of your fertility. Think about it now. We've got the technology to do something about it.
People who have really long lives, the one fundamental truth is that they're curious.
There was a 5-centimeter growth of cancer in my liver.
I never told you guys because it's a past, it's a little bit sad story, so I don't talk about it.
I always said yes to everything because I thought that's the easiest way to like make someone love you. Like I would find myself in these binds where I've said yes and committed to so many things. Ah, and I'd be going fucking insane.
I'm not allowed to kiss.
It said something like, "Darling Linda, I hope you're doing really well. I just wanted to let you know that Nonna passed this morning." And I just fucking stared at it, frozen. It's been over a year now since I moved to LA. It's been an adjustment in a lot of ways. Magnus and I have gotten to settle into a new routine of finally living together, so without that constant threat of being separated. Like, if you've done long distance, you know what I mean? I think there's a lot more calmness in my head and in my body because of that. There hasn't been one trace of my stress-induced face rash since being here. I've made new friends, but, you know, I still miss hugging my loved ones who are all back in Australia. And I've eaten about a million tacos as we crawl from taco truck to taco truck on the weekends. On the nights that we're at home, I'm perfecting loads of Nonna's old recipes. The pasta piselli that you've heard me make before, the melanzane, which is my favourite eggplant tomato basil dish, her spinach and ricotta cannelloni, and tonight I'm throwing together a leek and anchovy rigatoni. I'm seriously eating a fuck ton at the moment. And after dinner, we're video calling my family. It's finally time to tell them some gossip that we've been withholding.
Oh my God, it's time. It's really time.
Yes.
Is this it?
Yeah. Okay. He's not even going to answer.
First up, we call my brother, Sam, who's at home with his two sons and his wife.
Hey, motherfucker, guess what?
Oh! Oh my gosh!
To Linda, real quick, party.
Hello.
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 Hey. Hi. What you doing?
We're having a sleepover with Teddy.
Oh my gosh. Hey, Teddy.
Hi.
Hey.
Dad is over at their place too.
What are you eating?
I'll show you.
He's in the kitchen deep frying some panzerotti, which are these insanely tasty mini calzones.
Can I come over here? I'm going to do you some of this lovely cooking.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Let me show you what we made this morning.
Mm-hmm.
We've been making it. It's like been cooking for a while.
Oh, yeah? What are you making? What's wrong?
You see it?
Oh, geez.
What?
Mummy, check this out. This is a real problem.
What? Otto doesn't know what that is. Do you know what that is, Baba? That's a little baby.
Yeah, it looks like a baby.
I'm gonna have a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Look at that schnoz. Jesus, no wonder you big girls that you've been cooking, eh?
Yeah, we've been cooking.
Wonderful. Congratulations, darling.
You're not just going to be an auntie anymore.
I know.
If it's a little girl, if it's a boy, I'll be still happy. But if it's a girl, I'll be even more happy.
That's how Magnus feels.
I'm so excited. I just can't hide it. Oh, I love that song. Oh, da-da-da-da-da.
It's really good.
Oh, that's good news.
It's really good. I'll let you know how Janet goes.
She'd be over the moon.
I'll get ready for all the instructions that she'll tell me.
And now it's time to call Mum, aka Salsa Janet, who, of course, is out and about.
Is that too noisy? Guess what I was watching?
What?
You know Don Johnson? The actor, American. His daughter.
Oh, yeah. Dakota Johnson.
What's her name, the daughter?
I think her name is Dakota Johnson.
Don Johnson's daughter. My God, the hair you got now and you look like her.
Oh, she's
when
beautiful.
I looked at her, you look like her. She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's beautiful.
Oh, my God. Some shade or something. 50 Shades.
Oh, 50 you Shades of Grey.
I watch it 6 times now.
God, you watched those
he's
movies?
He's so good looking. I like to look at Anne, the actor. He's so good looking. You seen the movies?
I've never seen them, but I know they're very sexy.
Oh, my God. And then she's topless a lot.
She
that
is
movie,
topless.
Right? And small little breasts too. So cute. She's just beautiful.
Yeah.
The hair. I go, oh my God, that's like Linda. That's like Linda. No wonder Magnus crazy about you.
He is. Do you want to see what he's crazy about at the moment?
Huh?
I'll show you what he's crazy about at the moment.
Yeah?
Look.
Put it closer.
There's a little baby in there.
Yeah.
Don't tell me it's you. When did you get that? You're kidding me.
No.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So
You can't see.
When did you do that? Magnus, are you ready for this?
Born yeah. ready.
Yeah.
I was thinking the other day, gee, she's getting old. She's not having a kid, I said. She's getting pretty old.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It doesn't suit you yet. I'm still looking at that little skinny Linda.
I know. I'm going to change.
No, I don't believe it yet. I don't believe it yet. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Finally, Papa.
Papa.
Guy planned the dish? You guy planned it?
Yeah.
Not by accident?
No.
Okay. just yesterday, I talked to my brother. How is Linda? I said, close to 40. Oh. Like, still no kid. I said, I'm thinking inside, when she's ready, I go.
Yeah.
Okay, cannot be lazy.
Mm-mm.
You got a lot of responsibility.
Yes.
If you were here, I help you. I give you the precaution, all this. Now, when you bend down, you're pregnant, especially 4 months, you cannot bend down as like this. You got to go down with your knees slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Very importantly now, no coffee, no caffeine stuff.
No, we're doing all good diet stuff.
Come on, it's okay.
Hey, as you listen to this episode, have you thought about joining our Tough Love world? I'd love to have you as part of our family. When you sign up, you'll get all the new episodes early, so before the rest of the world, and you'll listen to full episodes ad-free. You'll receive my personal newsletter, bonus conversations, and more. And this year, we want to showcase your stories in a members-only series titled Tough Love, Love Stories. I am so excited for that. The Tough Love world is growing, and you can be a part of it. The link is in the show notes with all the info for you. So that's my news. Honestly, it felt very surreal seeing a positive pregnancy test a few months ago, and it still doesn't even feel real yet. But it's happening, and it's something that we've both really wanted. So I'm happy. And one of the coolest things about this happening right now is the fact that there is a best friend that's going through the exact same thing.
I couldn't get in. I've been in lock. Oh, I've got it.
Did I trap you?
You trapped me. Hey, nice jeans.
Do you remember one of my closest friends, Samantha, from last season?
Let me take my shoes off.
I mean, it's not my house, so you can do whatever you want.
She's the one that I grew up with. So we became extremely tight all through high school. We went on cheek to cheek to do the same uni degree, and then we started doing radio together.
Do you want a sparkling LaCroix?
Yeah, go on. We started DJing together, we formed a band, and in our early 20s, we moved to London together.
Hold on.
Nothing else hits quite. I can hear the fizzing.
Some good
a
stuff.
Few years later, when I decided to move back to Australia, she stayed in the UK and fell in love. But lucky for me, she happens to be visiting LA this week. Well, maybe we should begin by doing a quick bump check-in.
Bump to bump.
Bump to bump check-in.
Okay.
Let's just try and have
What's
a little...
sound of that?
Whoop, we've bumped.
I think it was just
so last time you heard from Sam, she was telling you about how she was resetting her life. And now I know that what she was actually getting ready for was...
Motherhood.
Can you fucking believe it? I was like, how old were we when we met?
I would have been 11, like literally a child.
And now we're going to have babies that are 2 months apart.
It's crazy.
The coordination.
But it's not crazy, actually. It's kind of a beautiful moment to be able to have grown together so much to get to this point. We're doing this next stage in simultaneous like timing by chance.
How are you feeling?
It's kind of crazy. Each day, each week is different, but
reflecting on when we had the conversation before about resetting and like finding a new sort of mentality of trying to just be in the moment but be calm. That was sort of like the groundwork for this. So going into this, when perhaps a few years ago I would have been like shit scared and freaking out, having no idea how to just deal with it, now I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So this is happening, but that's okay because like a million people have given birth before. I'm not the first person to do this and it's going to be fine.
Yeah.
Obviously, there's a few things every now and then that are interesting.
Yeah, we haven't loved the extra tiredness. We haven't loved the not great poos.
Oh my gosh. I had no idea that constipation was going to be like wreck such havoc.
I'm like, what the fuck? No one told me that I was going to lose one of the greatest parts of my identity. Being a regular, happy, pooing person.
It's still part of your personality. It's just, you know, a little detour.
Yeah, it's a progression. How have you felt about getting pregnant or becoming a mom? Like, did you see yourself always having a child?
I don't think so. Like, not consciously anyway. It's difficult because you know me, you've been through everything with me. Like losing my mum when I was 19, I think that's had a severe impact on my relationship with the concept of motherhood. And it was something that I had to deal with before going through this process. So I think I didn't really ever think about motherhood for myself until recently. I hadn't thought about it in a real way, I guess. You know, people talk about it was something that they've always wanted since they've been young or for a long time. So for me to get to this point and have realized, oh, actually, like, I want to do it. Like, I want to have that connection with someone that I had with my mum and carry on that sort of line. It's very exciting. Yeah. And it feels very special to be starting to forge that.
How has it been thinking about your mom and kind of bringing up things that happened 20 years ago?
Yeah, 20 years ago. I'm not going to lie. Like it's been emotional for sure. I'm really lucky I have a really great support network that's been able to help me through the process. But having done some of my own personal work before getting to be pregnant has really helped me through this process of just not having any fear around it. And also thinking about all the positive stuff that comes out of being a mother and starting a family.
What did it make you think about your relationship with your own mum that you kind of loved, that you'd want to carry on?
Thinking about her and what I would have learned from her, the care and love and attention that she gave that I maybe hadn't thought about for a really long time, not having her around. And just feeling that presence in my life again. It's hard to process grief, and my mechanism was just putting it away in a box somewhere. So that's unhealthy. Having it manifest in like really grotesque ways is not good. So definitely working through it and having the support to like process it, and then being like, okay, how can I reframe my perspective on it to turn it into a positive thing so that now it's like this completely different way of looking at it. And it has shaped, you know, the way I've sort of shifted in my life in the last year as well, not just going through this motherhood process, but so many other ways as well.
Like what?
Now I say it. I'm like, wait, what is it? I feel like I'm having a therapy session. Are you going to charge me for this?
Oh, the clock's ticking.
I think my relationships with a lot of people that I'm close to have shifted because I'm changing and I'm evolving. Our dynamic is changing, maybe being more open about certain things and communicating differently. You know, once you start to change inside yourself, then everything around changes as well. Some things for the better and some things maybe you shift away from as well. Mm.
I could tell you those ways that you have changed so much, like just in this last few years, this last year especially. Like even you talking openly about your mum, just, oh my God, it's going to make me cry just thinking about it. Like just even hearing you talk about that, this is not a conversation that we would have even had like a handful of years ago.
Yeah.
Because Sam is like so many of us that you go through something and you kind of, you just push it down. And in this case for kind of like years sometimes.
Mm.
You say that it manifested in kind of grotesque ways, but I don't feel like I even ever saw it manifest. I just,
you know, like it happened to me when I was 19. So
yeah.
Just terrible early 20s behavior, I think, is what I'm referring to, which I'll leave at that and everyone can fill in the blanks, but you know exactly what I'm referring to.
I was there. What was my excuse?
I mean, you know, you had your own stuff going on.
Yeah.
It's all in the book.
Yeah, get the book. There you go. Link is in the bio.
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I'm fully tearing up here.
Yeah, because also we haven't had this conversation.
Yeah.
Like not being in the same city for so long. It's hard when you catch up on the phone. What are you up to? What happened this week? What's happening with work? What's happening with this project? But to get into feelings, like it's hard to do that on the phone sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, that's definitely been so nice for us. You know, me coming to LA and like having this time with you has been really amazing as well. Part of my journey, part of this process together.
It is.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy. The next time that we'll see each other will be when the thing inside is on the outside.
Being inside is on the outside.
It is.
So poetic.
So poetic. But it's quite strange to think that we're going to be our own little mums when we've had such kind of deep, interesting relationships with our own parents.
Yeah. I mean, it's something that we haven't had a chance to talk about. But, you know, I was thinking about you and your relationship with your mum. Like, how is that going to shape your journey of motherhood?
I think in recent years, like in the last year, I've become really conscious of the stuff that I love about her, the bits that I do, I really, really love. And I can see where the other kind of bits come from, like insecurity and like the context that she came from in terms of being the sort of mum that always wants the best for you. And, you know, sometimes I've always felt that was like very forceful. So I think there's parts of me that are so ready to inherit the deep support that she always wants to offer, but hopefully understand, I guess, a sense of maybe boundary that I didn't feel like I had as much of when I was growing up. You know, I feel, when I think about like you and I feel really lucky that my mum is here and that she can be here and that she will be able to have a relationship. And I feel like the circumstance with you is like you're so not short of those figures in your life that also want the best for you and your child. And, yeah, it makes me feel very precious about the people that we take inspiration from. Like it's not just my mum that I feel inspired by. There's like other friends of ours that kind of take motherhood in their stride in a way, like almost like a modern motherhood.
No, you're totally right. We have such amazing people around us to show us that you can still be your own person and be a mom. Is like, that's just one part of your personality. It doesn't take over your whole life. And I always also think, like, you know, the people that we had in our lives before that were such an inspiration and influence on us, like I'm thinking about your nonna as well, like they're still present in many ways, and that's going to be part of like our mothering, you know, they're going to inform that as well. And isn't that incredible?
We're lucky.
We're so lucky.
We're so lucky. I've found myself, I don't know how conscious you are of this as well. I'm sure you are a lot, but conscious of going into this kind of new phase and feeling like you're holding lots of different emotions at the same time, where you're like really excited at progressing in a different, like having an evolution of what your identity is. But also with that comes like the opportunity cost of, okay, well, I guess it means that I don't want to say give up, but you know, you, for me anyway, there is a sense of loss of like certain other things that will come. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
Oh, there is definitely a loss of some aspects and how should I say this? Like, we call ourselves brats sometimes because, you know, we do what we want when we want. We're so lucky to be able to live in spaces that we can just, you know, do things that we enjoy as much as we want. Maybe not all the time, but, you know, on the general. So now to have this being growing inside of you that is actually now controlling your body in many ways and therefore your lifestyle and what choices you're making about doing things, it is a challenge, definitely. But I think something that we're both really, like, enjoying the challenge of maybe, and I think getting into it and not feeling like it's holding us back, but actually, like you said, we're finding different ways to work with it and reshaping our identities.
I think we're also just a bit, I don't want to say that I'm old, but yeah, I feel like I feel like I'm at a mature stage in my life where I'm ready for this, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Us mature girls.
Us mature girls.
Mature in terms of like emotionally and growth-wise, like we're still young.
You know what I think about sometimes?
Besides pooing?
The other pooing, the birth. I'm like,
oh my God.
I'm like, yeah. Wow, women, how do they even get through it? How do they do it?
But it has to be done. Like, there's no, well, you know, there's only two ways out and it's got to come out. It's not staying in.
It's not staying in.
So you just got to get on board.
Oh, I remember once I was talking to a friend and I asked them how their mum gave birth to their baby sister, and that friend told me that you actually give birth through your mouth, like you vomit out the baby.
Oh my God.
One other thing that I'm wondering if you're conscious about as well is the idea of allowing more self-compassion than we ever have for our bodies and the changes that it's going through. Because I think in the past, I've definitely been not harsh towards my body, but harsh towards myself and productivity and what I feel like I should be doing at any given moment and being making it hard to relax and certain things like that. But I feel like this is a process that forces you to, if you can, be more compassionate. Is it something that you're conscious of?
Totally. And for me also, it made me way more in tune with my body. It's something that I maybe didn't realize that I wasn't so in touch with until now, and just responding to all the little changes and moments of movement. And it's crazy how much changes over this period of time. It is incredible that every woman who goes through this process, it's like clockwork almost, like how they can say this week this is going to happen and this is what's happening to the baby, like its eyes are forming or teeth are doing this and skin's becoming like solid rather than translucent. This is amazing. This is incredible. And this is all happening in here right now. That's crazy. And you have to just be like so grateful and humbled by that as well. And then I think definitely you want to instinctually aid the process and make sure that you're creating the best environment possible. And I think that for me has been really important in terms of self-compassion, like taking care of myself and nurturing my body and my mind at the same time, because it's all connected. You can be worried about your health and what you're eating, but you should also take care of your mental health and your mind.
I think you really taught me that. Even the last time I saw you, we spoke about it a lot when I came to see you in London, actually, which was the week that you found out that you were pregnant.
Not just the week, but to the day you arrived and I did the test that morning. So it was, you were like a guardian angel almost. Not almost, you were a guardian angel.
I was the child.
Yes, you are my child.
Yeah.
This has really turned into like a very bizarre realization now.
Yeah, like that sense of like self-compassion, and even like something that we haven't spoken about was even feeling compassion for yourself when you are trying to get pregnant.
It's such a intense thing to go through, especially when you get older and it's a bit of a project and you have a timeline and there's all these
schedules
and apps and things that you have to sort of follow, which I had no idea about until recently. And that's, again, amazing that you learn that from your friends. They pass down the knowledge that they've inherited about that process.
Yeah, I remember talking to you about it and it was like, you know, you kind of learn what it is like, oh, this is when I would ovulate and this is when they tell you is the good time to have sex. And then it's when, you know, you're most likely to get pregnant, so you can feel quite hopeful at these times. And then when you get your period, potentially that's when you go, oh, you know, not this month. And for me, it would almost change month to month when I would get my period and feeling disappointed.
Yeah, I remember we would talk about that at that time of the month and, you know, it would be like with a heavy heart, you'd be waiting to see if the period arrives or not. And it's so stressful because if you want something so badly, you normally try and make it happen. But in this instance, there's so many factors outside of your control and you just have to go with it.
And it's so different for us as well when we've kind of worked and we're like, if I do this and I write this paper or I call this person or I do this interview, then I can hit the deadline and then I can be told, good job, and I've done it. And this was the time where I was like, I can check my ovulation, we can have sex on this day, and then I'll get pregnant. And then when that doesn't happen, what the fuck? It's kind of like that. I'm like, well, that's what real life is like.
It is totally like that. At the beginning, when you're not getting the result that you want, it can feel incredibly disappointing and you're looking at yourself like, what have I done wrong? Should I change my eating habits or my lifestyle? And maybe, yeah, sometimes you should, depending on your circumstances. But a lot of it as well could be just sheer luck. And it's hard. It's really hard mentally to, you know, have failures in your life. So especially when it's something to do with your own body and you're trying to be in control of it when you can't be, it's really a challenge.
Well, I'm feel very lucky to be here with you.
I feel lucky. And these guys feel lucky.
They feel lucky. We're going to be cool moms.
We're going to be cool moms.
Oh, kitty.
Yay.
Oh, love you.
Love you.
That was for the camera. I mean, that was for the footage. We actually don't love each other.
We actually haven't spoken since the last time.
Wow. Very good. Yeah. Okay, I won't keep you too late. And what was the actress again?
Dakota Johnson.
Don't you think you look like her? You do.
I think it's
actually
just the
fringe. Your smile and your tea nicer than her.
Yeah. Yes, Mom.
I go, oh my God, that's my Linda. Linda can be a movie star. Yeah. Okay, I love you.
Love you
both.
Love you.
Thank you for sharing with me, okay?
Yeah.
Good luck for everything.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon. Love you. I'll send you the pictures. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
This year on Tough Love.
Linda here. I mean, who the fuck else would it be?
You'll meet new friends here in the US.
This is going to be a very hilarious podcast.
You'll come snacking with me in Koreatown.
Like you see rice cake soup with dumpling.
Mung bean pancake. In New York and more. And you'll join me on this wild ride as I bump towards motherhood.
I'm the full believer that kids pick their parents and they come down here to teach you all the fucking lessons that you need to learn.
And beyond. Tough Love is a podcast by me,
Linda Mariano.
It's produced by me, Amelia Chapelot, and Adair Shepherd.
with a special high five to Mike Williams. If you liked the show, why not rate and review on your podcast player now? And have you thought about joining our Tough Love world? You'll get extended interviews, my newsletter, and early ad-free episodes. Also, you can be part of our members-only series titled Tough Love, Love Stories. So if you're looking for ways to support this independent show, then I'd love to have you as part of our family. The link is in the show notes with all the info for you to join our Tough Love team. Okay, that's it. Thank you. Love you. Ciao, ciao.